Houston's a great team. They're tough. You know, they battle. Every time we play them, it's a battle. But I give credit to our guys that there's something to be said when you win the close games. That's kind of, you know, this whole league, the parity and how tough it is. It's going to come down to the wire, you know, every single time. So to be able to eke out those tough wins right at the buzzer, that says something about your character.
This NOLA Gold Report is brought to you by NOLA Gold Rugby. Be a part of the gold mine. Visit NOLAGoldRugby.com today for tickets.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Cole Mayer of your NOLA Gold Rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at NOLAGoldRugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
Join us for our Ram Spotlight sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengat.
Sports Hangover continues. Marlon Fave, right? Big Fave 504. As always, man, appreciate the time. How are you this afternoon?
Feeling pretty good, Gus. Given the fact I had to start my workout a little later today, because at 5:30 this morning, it was just pouring down rain.
Yeah.
But besides that, pretty good. Hello, somebody.
Hey, how many pounds did you put down Saturday after the NOLA Gold 2-point victory over Houston?
Well, I put down about a good 5 pounds, and super proud of the team, man. They're really stepping up, Carl Myers and all of the guys, and really bringing a lot of attention to the sport. I'm noticing myself getting asked about the goal a little bit more, and what's up with the team and how to play rugby. Cool story, Gus. We had our workout at the NOLA Gold Rugby Field in Gretna. That's where we do our training sessions at on Saturday. So at the end of our training session, we watch a film from the session. I'm showing the kids on the computer. It was like trying to keep a preschool group of kids focused on the film because the eyes kept floating over to the field watching the New Orleans rugby team play. So I'm like, it's interesting. I was like, Coach, what's that? Man, that's called a scrum, baby. Hello. Mm-hmm. So they was enjoying it, man. So I love the sport being here in our city.
It was funny you said that. I text Nate Osborne this over the weekend. In New Zealand, rugby obviously is a major cultural force over there, and he got some guys from down under over here. Silver Lake, a private equity firm based in California, is looking to buy 12.5% of the revenue generated by the team. The fearsome national team, they're called the All Blacks, has sparked a fierce debate in the country about that. So it's crazy to think that you got some people in California that are just wanting to buy some equity into one of the more popular teams down there. So gives you an idea of that sport growing.
It's growing, Gus. I want to say we're about at 14 teams in the country. Of course, Houston being one of them that we just played. And it's a really interesting sport. What I really like about it, Gus, If you, anybody can play and then get good at it, right? You don't have to have this big old football background to play it in. For the folks who hadn't had a chance to do that, it gives you an opportunity to play. So I look at this sport. I was talking with the owner, Tim Felton, a few weeks ago. So this sport is really going to grow to where guys will get drafted and make some really decent money. It's there pretty much now, but you'll have another option outside of just, you know, your normal football or getting shipped.
No doubt, man. Look, one of the things that I saw this morning on First Take, speaking with Marlon Favorite, you know, you had your four panelists on at Get Up and First Take, and everyone's talking about, hey, who are the teams that are going to be playoff teams that weren't, and there's always going to be a team that was in the playoffs that doesn't. Two of them picked the Saints, including Ryan Clark. I guess give me a reason why Ryan could be right, and give me a reason why Ryan is wrong that the Saints will make the playoffs this year.
Well, I'll start with the right reason. I think the right reason is you look at the last 15 years here in New Orleans, Drew Brees has been a quarterback. He earned his gold jacket here. He set records here, NFL records here. He is not here anymore. So one concern, and this is something that LSU has dealt with years up until Joe Burrow, who's going to lead the crew? Who's going to be the quarterback? I guess that speculation draws because when it was time to select a starting quarterback last year, we went with Taysom Hill. And just with Ryan's football knowledge, and I actually agree with him a bit on that piece, because if this team doesn't fully invest in Jameis, who else we have? We know that Taysom is one heck of an athlete, probably one of the better jokers on our team, but we've seen him struggle at the quarterback position because of he's limited in certain areas. Jameis is a guy that we know we can roll with, but do Sean have enough trust? And I don't know if Ian Book could be an anomaly or someone that can just come in and at all fails, we can put this rookie in. That's where that goes in. On the flip side, if this team buys all the way into Jameson, I think we have a shot at making the playoffs, because although Jameis is not a consistent playoff player, he has the weapons around him. He has Coach Sean Payton to lead him there. So, and at the same time, Ian Book can watch that and develop behind him like everybody else did behind Drew Brees. So that's where, you know, if there is a little silver lining in the dark cloud, it's all rolls behind Winston, baby.
Right. And it is about that quarterback, that is for sure, to see where you go. Speaking of, your thoughts on yet another week. We start with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Jordan, Denver, now all in if he's made available in order to do those things. But two other teams out of three that were posted by Jason Lock on Fora had to do with the NFC South.
Yes, so the Carolina Panthers and your New Orleans Saints were the teams in the NFC, and then he had the Philadelphia Eagles in there as well as a team in the NFC that is looking at Aaron Rodgers.
The Saints, that was the first team I heard for the same reasons we were just talking about earlier, Jordan. If we get Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
I mean, sky's the limit. You have, because think about it like this. Why do those two teams, Carolina, and I've even heard Atlanta this weekend, like old Noodle Arm out of there, ain't Gus?
There he is, Noodle Arm.
All roads point to Tom Brady, baby. TB12, what mega quarterback we're going to have come in to compete against this guy? Because, again, I'm looking at what the Saints did in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Turner, I'm kind of with Cam on this one. I don't love the pick. I like it because I am a defensive lineman, and I can't come on one episode of Sports Hangover and mention Inside the Trenches, baby. So I love that. He has potential, but I thought that we were going to go get a lockdown corner. You had Asante Samuel Jr. sitting there. You also had other weapons we could have used to make this more likely. Who's going to stick these weapons, right? Look at the receiving core out there in Atlanta. Look at the receiving core brewing down there in Tampa. I look at those particular things, and I'm like, we have to have lockdown corners on defense. We have Marshawn Lattimore. Everyone else we use, you know, with Williams and, you know, so on and so forth, losing Jack Rabbit. We're forced to have we need that Delvin bro, baby, like somebody that could just lock down. I just retweeted some of Delvin plays with the Saints, and man, he was just locking Julio Jones down. There was nothing he can do. That's what we're going to need moving forward. So those make sense for Aaron Rodgers. I'm pretty sure New Orleans would be a decent fit. And, of course, there's always the AFC as well. You know, we have quarterback controversy in Houston, and then New York's always looking for a quarterback. So,
right,
you know, who knows?
What do you think happens at the end of the day? You think Rodgers comes back and plays with the Packers, sits out, hosts Jeopardy, forces a trade, or much do about nothing?
You know, he's not. When the 2021 season starts, Aaron Rodgers will not be in Green Bay.
Really?
He's wow. not Gus. Aaron Rodgers left Green Bay when they drafted Jordan Love. That's when he left Green Bay. And then what pushed him out of the door was last year in the playoffs and the terrible call. So those two combinations, that a guy that's approaching 40, he wants out, Gus. He definitely wants out. Now the question is when. He was very strategic on how he did it. Like, if you look at that draft room in Green Bay when they were making their picks, like, they looked lost. They all looked like deers in the head, like, sad by what happened, because what took over the draft for Green Bay? Aaron Rodgers announcing that he wants out. And how strategic he did it. He didn't do it around the time Sean Watson said he wanted out way before the draft. He did it draft weekend. So I don't think he's back in Green Bay. They're just going to have to figure out what's the best deal that they can get in. Luckily, you had Jordan Love have a year behind Aaron Rodgers to see how to be a professional quarterback, because that's right. Going to be their starting quarterback next year.
Well, there you go. It kind of gives it an idea of maybe where that happens. I mean, I did see a story or two on, what was it? I think it was Eddie Royal? Was it Eddie Royal? Eddie Marshall was a receiver. Tweeted this morning that, you know, Jordan Love can play, but he's constantly being compared to, you know, to Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's crazy because I remember that year in the draft, I liked him, you know, but sometimes where you're drafted, we always talk about fits, Marlon, and you get in a situation like that, he's always going to be compared now to not only him, but Brett Favre. And, you know, if he doesn't start out well, and it's because then you forced out Aaron Rodgers or he forced his way out. You know, you're going to have people that blame him. It's just, that's a tough spot for him. Everyone's going, poor Aaron. I feel bad for Jordan Love.
You have to, because, again, here's a kid going into his second year. He really started to trend right after the Senior Bowl. Like, he thought, oh, this kid could potentially be a first-rounder. And we saw him last year. That's what year four last. Utah came down here, and Jordan Love had a couple successful plays against LSU. And I'm like, man, this kid's going to be good on the next level. And lo and behold, he gets drafted to Green Bay in the first round. I still think he's a quarterback that was there in the second round because I felt like he was that talent. But, again, I just felt like that was the ultimate smack in Aaron Rodgers' face. Like, I knew, George, check this out. I knew to draft Aaron Rodgers as my starting quarterback in fantasy football last year. I came in second place for the first time ever in fantasy football. I'm gunning for first place, though, next year, Jordan.
You had to bring up the fantasy football because we are approaching that time of year again.
That is very true.
We're approaching it. We are approaching it, fellas. It's almost that time. And I have a general idea who I'm going to draft that quarterback this year. So.
Oh, okay.
Give him a little insight.
We got to get our league rolling again, too, Gus, man. We got to make a little paid league going again, man. That was fun.
I agree, man. I agree. Hey, you have a good week. We'll talk to you at the end of the week, man.
Man, let's get it, fellas. Y'all enjoy.
Inside the Trenches at Big Faith 504 is where to follow him over on social media. Quick break. Oh, my goodness, the Uptown Ruler. I see you. Hold on. We'll come to you right after the break. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hey, I'm Timmy the Termite. You may think my voice sounds funny, but you won't be laughing when me and thousands of my super hungry buddies eat your house and cause thousands of dollars in damage. Now that's funny!
Termites are here and they're hungry. You better call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys, before it's too late. Don't let termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
They'll get you Terminex tough.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Yeah. They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Uptown Ruler, sir, how are you? It's been a while.
I am fine. I'm great. I think Aaron Rodgers is not going to leave Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to trade him next year. They want to get Jordan Love another year of experience up under him. And I forgot the guy who you had on there. What's his name? You just Marlon had on there?
Marlon Favre.
Marlon?
Yeah, Marlon. Marlon, get your cowboy suit on. Because guess what? You're going to finish last again.
Uh-oh. Oh. Think so, huh?
You're going to finish last again? Plus, your quarterback going to go down again.
Oh,
I don't know why the man paid him all that money. Because he's not a quarterback. He's like Tony Romo.
Tony Romo wasn't terrible.
But he never brought him to the playoffs. But one time, I think.
It's been a lot of good quarterbacks.
He brought him to the playoffs one time and they lost.
Okay.
So I really think the quarterback they got now is not going to be a good quarterback for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy you just had on them be a better quarterback than him.
Okay. Marlon's talented, but he's not the starting quarterback of the Dallas. He'd like to be.
Marlon's faster than you think.
Marlon is a lot faster than you think, though. I will definitely say that. That is for sure.
I think Marlon would be a better quarterback than what you got back there for the Cowboys now.
I hear you.
Look, right, man, he's coming off a broken ankle.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming off a broken ankle, okay? He's not going to be the same.
I got you.
He's not.
Let me get to Daniel here, man. Stick around this week, man. Give me a buzz later on in the week, all right? Especially on Wednesday.
All right, I certainly will. I'll give you a buzz.
Yep.
I'll give you a buzz at the end of the week.
Sounds good. Same schedule coming out on Wednesday, the rest of the league. So I can't wait to hear your way too soon predictions. Win-loss record. Don't you shake your head at me. You already said at least 10 wins already.
Yeah, I am giving 10 wins.
10 wins already. Daniel Salison has promised Super Bowl or bust. Oh, he'll shave his head. What's up, Daniel? How are you?
I'm great, man. You know me so well. I'm ready to go. I got the razor ready. I got the flippers. You name it. Let's do it.
By the way, Betts, where's our wing night? We're still waiting to receive
you
our
You haven't been around
dinner.
For a week.
Doesn't mean that you can can't still treat Daniel.
Okay.
I thought you were going to feed him to me.
You were privy to the same group text, right? Y'all let me know when and we will go. So... I'm supposed to make your reservations as well when I don't know your schedule?
Kind
of. Really? I'm going to use a name of an athlete. He goes by one name already, even though he's young. And I think it might apply to what David Griffin said on Friday about Zion. Luka. So Luka Doncic got shoved. You see the replay, and he kind of brought his arm down, kind of, you know, hip-chopped his player, got, you know, tossed. He's one tech away from being suspended. He has so many techs this season. We've been going back and forth, man, on I guess it's like a three-prong approach to try to bring awareness for the Zion thing. The organization can speak up. And you know what? I don't know. I'm not saying go Cobra Kai, Daniel, but there's things on the court you can sort of say or perhaps do, but that's not Zion. Luka is about to get suspended if he gets to another tech and got kicked out of the game.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, and David said this on Friday, that Zion hasn't even gotten the technical this season. So I'm not sure you want to change your approach if you're Zion. He doesn't seem like that guy that wants to complain every single play. There might be some times extra that maybe he will get teed up just to show, you know, right. his emotion, show that maybe that's the best way to get the ref's attention. Maybe the coach, Stan, gets a couple more just to show, you know, hey, this is a big deal. But I liked what David Griffin did. I think, if anything, it just brings more awareness on how he needs to be officiated, because he is, in a term like a Shaquille O'Neal or even a LeBron James, they're tough guys to officiate. And I know people want to say, well, he went to the free throw line second most of any player this year. Well, he could be number one. He could be way above everyone else
right.
if he's officiated the same way as other guys. So I know some people are like, well, he just got to stop complaining, and no, that wasn't the reason why he got injured. You know, whatever, how he got injured, if it was that play against the Golden State Warriors, there's still some buildup on, you know, getting, you know, slapped on the hand and the wrist every single time he goes in, because that's really all defenders can do. There's really no other way to defend him but to slap down on his hands, and that's how he has some injuries or hand injuries on both sides of his hand this year. So I like what David did. It didn't cost me any money. It cost him $50,000, but he defended his star player, and that's what he should do in that situation.
I brought up the baseball analogy, too, and I guess it's easier said than done. I'm not in there as well, but I don't know. Say I threw at Mookie Betts, the Dodger, you know, good player that the Graf has. Something tells me Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, or Anthony Rizzo, somebody else on my Cubbies team is getting thrown out here as well. What about the people that say, mainly me, where's the rest of his teammates? Like, you know, maybe a little shovier there, a little some words. You know, hey, you follow him again, you do that. Is that something like you're saying, though, if it's not built into your nature, it's difficult to do?
I think it depends on the situation. If you have someone go out of their way to shove Zion, or, you know, a play that, you know, for me, if I was a Cleveland Cavalier last night and I saw what Luka did to Colin Sexton, I'd probably go after him just based on what he did. I mean, that man's trying to create kids one of these days, and Luka might have done something to prevent that the way he hit Colin Sexton last night. But, yeah, I think it just depends on the situation. If someone actively goes out to try to hurt Zion or doesn't make a basketball play and gives him a hard foul, that's where, you know, a Steven Adams can come in, a James Johnson can come in and say, hey, man, that's not right, and give a little shove, and then the refs break it up, and here we go. Just one thing might send the message, but I think it just depends on the situation. I think from now on, you know, whether he gets a couple more calls when he gets back, I mean, David Griffin has done what he wanted to do and bring some awareness. He used a press conference that was supposed to be at Najee Marshall and Didi Lozada turn into one about Zion Williamson and getting national attention, and maybe, you know, come next year, things could change a little bit.
Let's turn our attention to, obviously, the two games that we saw since we last chatted over the weekend, Daniel. And, look, let's start with last night. Just getting Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I mean, you just see what this team has been missing, right? I mean, the numbers will tell you the offense hasn't been what it has since the All-Star break. Well, you're missing players. You're missing Josh Hart. You're missing Nall. And him and Jackson Hayes just picked up, like, where they left off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're missing your best two guys right now in Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. When you're missing 50 points out of your starting lineup, you include Steven Adams, you're missing about 60. You got to make those up somehow. And you get Nikhil back, you made up about 13 last night. Jackson is above his average right now, probably 10 or more above his average. So you're clawing your way back into potentially making some of that ground up from missing B.I. and Zion. But, yeah, those two have always meshed together. You saw it in summer league a couple of years ago in Vegas when they were able to play. But, you know, Damon Gundy said it last night that Nikhil does such a good job of breaking down defenses, and he's just so confident that you'll love a guy coming off the bench going 5-for-11, 2-of-4 from downtown, have a few rebounds, a few assists, and 13 points. I mean, that's just the spark you need. And, you know, when you get Lonzo, Bledsoe, and Walker playing well at the same time, I mean, who knows what could happen. So, yeah, between him and Jackson, the way he's been playing the last two games, 18.5 points per game, career-high 6 blocks last night, these are the kinds of things, you know, everyone was waiting on or trying to see, okay, you know, everyone is quick to judge these rookies or sophomores now on, you know, how productive they can be. Well, you know, I think the light's starting to come on a little bit for Jackson Hayes, and it takes time for some people. I think Jackson's finally realizing what his strengths are, and he's proven that on the court.
Speaking with Daniel Salas from Pelicans Radio Network, 7 o'clock tonight. the Grizzlies and Pels go back at it here. I think one of the things that also stood out as well, man, is, and it's a phrase you probably hear often a lot, but it's true in this case, Daniel. That's not good news on Friday you get before you tip off, man. You know, you don't know when you're getting B.I. back, you don't know when you're getting Zion back, and all this team does, though, in the next 2 days is, or the next two games is, come out and really play hard. Look, you can make the case you should have beaten Philly, or at least in the game against Philly, which shouldn't have been. They were without Brandon Ingram and Zion. So if I'm a Pels fan, I do like that aspect of it, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're down 16 at the half against Philly. You were down 10 at the half last night against Charlotte. After the Zion news, this team could have easily said 1-2-3 Cancun. We got 5 games to go, and, you know, let's just get through them. But this team, it's a young team, a hungry team, and they want to they still want a shot at the play-in tournament, and they're going to do everything they can, even without their two main players, to see what they can do. They have a lot to prove. McSteel has a lot to prove. Jackson has a lot to prove. Lonzo Ball's on a contract here. He has a lot to prove. I mean, these guys have chips on their shoulder and are trying to, you know, show either this team or another team what they can do in these last four games, and it also includes them trying to make a playoff run. So the fight in them has not been really a problem all season long. You're starting to notice it more, especially when they're facing some adversity, like not having your two best players out there. So I love the fact that even when they get down early in the last two games, they have not given up. And, you know, like you said, they could have won that Philadelphia game. They didn't get a shot off the last two possessions. Philly didn't deserve to win that game. The Pelicans certainly did. And I thought last night was a case that the Pelicans just had more in them in the fourth quarter. And Charlotte's the team that's battling for position in the play-in as well. So that's the thing about all these teams the Pelicans are playing in these last four games. Everyone has something to fight for, and that's what's going to make these so interesting down the stretch.
I think one of the other aspects of this, too, is you get to see some of these other guys get opportunities to be in situations you can't practice, right? And you see how they respond. I'm texting everybody. You know, I put the young kids in a situation like that at the end and see how they sort of respond. And I liked that the key play of the game last night was Daw down the lane, finds Jackson, who finishes and closes it, and you go home with a win.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, those are guys learning how to close out ball games, and especially a team that had some trouble closing out ball games earlier in the season and still had some trouble closing out the game, a.k.a. what happened the other night against Philly. This is a team that, again, is trying to figure some things out. And, look, there's no better opportunity than in meaningful games, and that's where I come when people say, why don't they just tank or lose these games, whatever. That's not what this team is about, and it's not what this team can be about. They want to establish a winning culture, and it takes more than a season. It takes more than a three-game winning streak to do that. But you want to set your players up to succeed, to give them the confidence they need to when it comes to a situation next year where they have a chance to beat a big team to go ahead of them in the standings. They're not shying away from it. They're a team that has been through this before, and you're going to see that in these last four, hopefully, with Jackson and Nikhil and Najee Marshall. These are games that other teams wish they were doing. Do you think Detroit, Cleveland, Orlando were going through some of these things with their young guys? No. I mean, they're just trying to stay afloat and get through the rest of the season. But this team is playing meaningful games against meaningful teams that are trying to play for something, too. So if you take anything away from these last four or five games, it's the young guys getting this, you know, much-needed experience that can hopefully carry over into next year.
All right, man, I've been paying attention, obviously, to the Pels and some of the other teams in the West. Not so much to Memphis for some reason. And, you know, there they are. They've been in a playoff picture and race all season long. I know Ja's name pops up, but why else are they in the playoff race all the time?
Yeah, Ja's name spots up, but they also, you know, they got one of their key guys back finally in Jaren Jackson Jr. They've been kind of hit or miss since he's been back. I think trying to feel his way back into the rotation, but he's basically a 7-foot forward center that can stretch the floor. But the Memphis Grizzlies have had so much trouble against the Pelicans in the last 2 years. But they're just a team that's kind of like the Pelicans, a young team, very well coached with Taylor Jenkins on the other side. That just like last year, everyone knows their roles. Young guys that are hungry, something to prove. They drafted well with Brandon Clark a couple years ago in the same draft as John Morant. He's been playing well. Dylan Brooks has been a shooter for them. You name it. I mean, the guys have been stepping up. They've been going back and forth. They're 5-5 in their last 10. I talked to the radio guy today, and they're kind of like the Pelicans. They've had some bad losses this week against Orlando and Detroit, but they come up with some big wins on the other side. So it's very hit or miss for them, but just like the Pelicans, they have something to play for. They're a half game back of Golden State for that eighth spot. You know how important that 7-8 matchup is, because if you get to 9-10, you lose and you're done. You lose that 7-8 matchup, you're still alive for a chance to get that eighth seed. So Memphis is going to be ready to go. They start a back-to-back tonight, and then they play the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow, who the Pelicans play on Wednesday. So this is a very important game for both sides.
All right, dude, what's coming up today? Coming up at 6:30 with Pelicans, one more win over Ja. How about that?
With Pelicans, one more win over Ja. Yeah, we're actually going to tell you about how filling your taxes can help you win a Cadillac or some season tickets on Pelicans.
Whoa, I do need a car.
He does. Jordan needs a car, man. He got in a wreck. He needs a car.
Oh, come on, Jordan. Well, yeah, stay tuned at 6:30. We'll tell you how he can do that. But, yeah, we'll do that and preview tonight's game.
Let me tell you something. If my intern shows up in a Cadillac, dude, and I'm Oh, that family would be, sedan. That'd
be great. Fill it out too. You can go for that new car.
Oh, there we go.
Are we eligible?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're not. We're not employees, right?
No. Man. Just fill out your. Just use tax back. I'll fill you in.
Oh, there. I got to tune in now just to find out how I can get a car before Jordan does. Sounds good. I love it. Thank you, Daniel.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate
it. D. Salerson on Twitter. Final segment next on ESPN New Orleans.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
This is Mike Dettigia. If you love having the weekends to do special things, at Neal's Small Engine, you will find everything you need to keep your lawn nice and neat. We have Gravely and Skag Zero Turn lawnmowers and Echo, Shindawa, and Steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Our showroom is the biggest in the South. So if you want the best products along with the best service, there's only one place to go. That's Neal's Small Engine Incorporated. Three locations to serve you in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodaux. It's the best on the bayou.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosted Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
So what you got tomorrow, by the way? You doing your live shot?
Yeah, I'm doing my live shot.
What are you doing it on?
I don't know. They still haven't told me what I was doing it on yet. They're like,
don't know.
Well, we're going to do the same location, but you can't be outside because it's going to be raining.
Mm-hmm. So you have no idea what you're doing your live shot. You have no idea what you're doing your story on.
No. Like, you could show up at 9 o'clock.
Where will you be?
I don't know. They haven't told me.
I mean, you don't know. What is this, the CIA? It's a television package, man. How do you not know where you're going to be? I was going to see if Sharif could help you. Maybe he could, like, stand, you know, out there.
Within
earshot, you know?
Sharif wouldn't want to go out there.
No?
It's all the way out in Hammond. I'm pretty sure.
You don't even know what part of the state you're going to be in.
Says I had to change the live shot location because of the rain. Uh-huh. So I'm waiting for permission for my location.
Uh-huh.
As soon as it confirms, I will send you all the information and anchor throws. So I have no clue.
Hey, what time is this? For tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
It starts at 2:45 p.m. That's when like that class starts. So I'm in a like this is for a class that I'm not even in, which I don't know why I'm doing this.
Please do me a favor at the end of this week. Can I please speak with your academic advisor next Monday? 2:15.
I don't know. I don't even know.
What is your academic advisor's name?
I don't know. It changes every year.
This probably could be the reason why you don't know why you're taking certain
classes. No, there
was
one academic advisor that I really liked.
Yeah.
And then changed. Because you know, when you go up in your years, you change. All right, this is the senior's academic advisor. This is the junior's academic advisor.
So you have by the year's advisor?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have just one person that follows you entire way?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Harvard of the North Shore, man. I had no idea. I mean, this is the most difficult diploma process that I've ever seen in my life.
That comm law class?
Yeah.
When I write that.
When you write it, you haven't written it yet?
No, I wrote it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and did I write it?
What is that supposed to mean? By the way, you may want to avoid Matt Reiser since we've had him on.
Yeah. I actually did a few laps around the University Center. I did see where all the coaches' offices were.
Okay.
Haven't seen any coaches in there.
Yeah, well, you know, just again, you just...
I've just been, you know, walking around. If I see him, then I might say, hey, this is who I am.
Maybe. No. I look, here's the thing. Southeastern in second now.
Yeah. But UNO's in first.
Well, they were third. 22. Wait a minute. Something doesn't look right here.
You're on the wrong. You're...
No, I am.
What are you doing?
Well, they changed from this morning. No, it's Abilene Christian, 19-11. SLU 20-12, and UNO is 22-14. 1-2-3. Nichols, they split with SLU over the weekend. A little further down.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you don't want Sharif to help you?
If he's going to be in Hammond.
I mean, he could, like, you know, like have those little, like, poster boards and stuff. You know, kind of like, you know, like what Jimmy Fallon does, the monologue, you know, like just to the right of the camera.
There was a little cheat. You could just hold your phone
here
up.
Here we go. Now,
and put it right underneath the camera. Have the person that's
why,
that's videoing.
Why? Let me ask you something. Why are you always looking for the short way?
Gus. Something in life.
So you think that's just going to happen, right?
No.
Like Sharif does a live shot, right? The Saints have traded for Aaron Rodgers. Somebody's going to have a little phone under him. Why? He's holding his own phone. What is there a cheat to
do? No. Like in sports, like if I was talking about sports, it'd be a little bit easier.
Oh, here we go.
But I mean, this
it's a live shot, man.
I know.
It's like seconds.
I know.
It's let's go to Jordan with the latest. Hey, guys. Thanks.
But it's not so-and-so stuff that I'm passionate about.
You might want to be careful walking to school from here on out as seagulls have been attacking and plucking the eyeballs of students. Boom, roll the package. I mean,
it's not.
Well, what are you live shotting then?
It's just, they talk, it's an anchor throw. So the anchor throws it to me,
uh-huh.
And then I throw it back to the anchor. It's not a package.
What are you even talking about?
Just,
what?
I'm
who
on
does
this,
that? What is that?
I guess the North Shore News, that's how they do it.
What are you tossing it back to them for? They just gave it to you. What are you giving
it
back to them for?
I'm going
to
tell them about the story. I'm on location. But we're not running B-roll over it while I'm talking.
Okay. So kind of like this morning there's a flood. You'd be at like some underpass.
And it's just showing.
And there comes the graph, not paying attention, right into the underpass, flooding his car out.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be doing that. I'd be like, you know, you
look
might
at this poor sap.
You want to be careful to not drive into standing water like this
gentleman.
This gentleman just now,
sir. Can I get your name, Todd Graffanini?
Okay, so that's
voice of the Pelicans. Okay. I'm sorry to hear.
Okay, wow, not sorry you flooded out your car. You sorry is the voice of the Pelicans.
No,
that's unbelievable. I heard what you just said. Can I please teach? I want to teach this class. I could do like a rotating thing. I could bring Sharif in one day. Todd can come in one day. Y'all would learn so much.
That would be fun.
It really would. What do you think would be the one lesson learned that Sharif Eyeshack from Channel 6 would give you?
I don't know.
Could be anything.
It could be anything.
That's just it. It really legitimately could be anything.
He does so much.
It could be a life story, life lesson.
I think it would be a life story.
You think it'd be a life story.
Why did Todd say, what the hell? I wasn't implying anything.
Yeah, well, you just drove him into the underpass on Carrollton, right there by Costco, right into the water. I only bring that up because I turned on the news this morning, and that's literally people were driving.
And there probably are streets that are.
Well, no, it happens. Like,
yes.
There's four places in the city you would know when it's raining a substantial amount. You know, like, if you're in bed, you're like, wow, it really sounds like it's coming down. And then you wake up and it's daylight and it's still coming down. There's a good chance, you know, certain roads are going to be filled with water.
Sometimes that is
one of them.
Sometimes it doesn't even have to be raining.
Now, the other one is
for all
on,
but an hour.
You know, what is it, Canal Boulevard? The Canal Boulevard underpass right there? Ottoman Park? Might not have been City Park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every, you spit, there's water. It's flooded.